Welcome, everyone, to this edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and glad to be with you on your local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites everyone to visit the Cherry County area. Go to visitvalentine.com for all the details. I'll give you a couple of highlights. How about Quiet Trails International? Find out what that's all about. The first one in the Northern Hemisphere is right here in Cherry County. Also, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first one in Nebraska, and home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. Don't forget, June 1st will be their Niobrara River Races and Entertainment. Check it out. Visit valentine.com.
Hear that? No? That's the sound of opportunity, like a steer in the night. It's elusive. But it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. It's what ranchers read. They're the bridge between buyers, sellers, day in, day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit TSLN.com and get the lay of the land for Tri-State Livestock News.
Your invitation to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. It's underway. They started with the Kentucky Derby last week. Mother's Day racing coming up starting at 1 o'clock and simulcast from Churchill Downs again. Of course, the Josh Turner concert that's going to be coming up on the 16th. Gates open at 5, opening up with Kaylin Beasley and the Honky Tonk Arcade, followed by Chancey Williams and then Josh Turner. All the big bucking horse sales are going to be going on then over the weekend. That's going to be May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Miles City, Montana, Bucking Horse Sale, the world famous Bucking Horse Sale. And you're invited. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for more details.
Where to live after retirement. As we all know, sometimes we come face to face with the fact that it may be time to relocate. The big question is, where to? Here are some tips to help you out. You can live in New York City where you can say the city and expect everyone to know you mean Manhattan. You can get into a four-hour argument about how to get from Columbus Circle to Battery Park, but can't find Wisconsin on a map. You think Central Park is nature. You believe that being able to swear at people in their own language makes you multilingual. You've worn out a car horn, and you think eye contact is an act of aggression. Again, where to live to retire? Here's if you're maybe thinking about retiring in Maine, where you only have four spices: salt, pepper, ketchup, or Tabasco. Halloween costumes fit over parkas. You have more than one recipe for moose. Sexy lingerie is anything flannel with less than 8 buttons. And the four seasons are winter, still winter, almost winter, and construction. We'll share more of those later. Where to live after retirement if you're looking for some tips.
I have a couple of things on how to raise your parents, okay?
Okay.
Do not be afraid to speak their language. Try to use strange sounding phrases like, "I'll help you with the dishes," and "yes." Try to understand their music. Play Andy Williams' Moon River on the stereo until you are accustomed to the sound. How to raise your parents. Be patient with the underachiever. When you catch your dieting mom sneaking salted peanuts, do not show your disapproval. Tell her you like fat moms. That would go a long ways, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that would.
Encourage your parents to talk about their problems. Try to keep in mind that to them, things like earning a living and paying off the mortgage seem kind of important. And be tolerant of their appearance. When your dad gets a haircut, don't feel personally humiliated. Remember, it's important to him to look like his peers. And finally, how to raise your parents. Most important of all, if they do something you consider wrong, let them know that it's their behavior that you dislike, not themselves. Remember, parents need to feel that they are loved. So we have so many things about raising teenagers and kids. There's a little information about how to raise your parents. And I don't have the author on that, but there you go.
That's good, Mike. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you've been tuned in through Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN, 1340 AM, Kickin' Country, or Brookings, KBRK, 1430 AM. And we also really appreciate Winter, South Dakota, KWYR, 1260 AM Country. Hey, if you have things you'd like to share for The Good Stuff, make sure you send it to us, Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com, Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. And we'll get your funny things or interesting things or enlightening things on The Good Stuff.